Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I pray that you guys had an amazing weekend, a great week. I know that's not the case for many. You know, my heart goes out to those that didn't actually make it to today. You know, people, a lot of people we lost within this week. So rest in peace to those that did not make it. My condolences to all those that are experiencing a loss of a family member or any type of loss. Let me see, I got to go to another. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jaminia. Good morning, Marisol. Good morning, Roxanne. Good morning, my queens. Queen salute. Yes, prayers definitely go out to Jacksonville for that shooting. You know, this world. Keep praying. We need to really keep praying. We need to drop on our knees for real because this is just crazy out there. Good morning, Jen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my sister in Christ. Good morning. Queen salute. We really need to stay prayed up, people. Like, really, really. Good morning, Queen. Good morning. We need to stay prayed up. We just need to stay prayed up because out there, the world is just out of control. The devil's coming for our youth, you know. He's coming for our, he's coming in through the youth because all this stuff that's happening, you know, it's just, it's the young people being more affected than anyone else. So today we're going in a serious topic, right? So I saw somebody talking about this on Facebook last week sometime. And it just struck a chord with me, of course. And I wanted to I love you too, and I wanted to present it here on Motivational Mondays, as we do. You know, sometimes we take it light, but sometimes there's serious matters because life is serious, right? So the topic today is fathers that break daughters' hearts long before men do. I'm going to repeat that again. Fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. You know, as we all know, our first introduction as women, our first introduction to know how to interact with a boy or man is through our fathers, right? Through our dad. They're the ones that show us that male love, if you will. They're the ones that we look at and we admire, right? With googly eyes, like, oh, daddy, daddy. So whatever daddy does, it's kind of okay. Or whatever daddy does is kind of teaching us, like, oh, this is what I should be looking for. This is what I should be interested in, right? So I bring this topic not only to discuss, not only for the women and the ladies, but for the men, too, to understand that when they bring, you know, when they assist, when they lay down and a child is born, a daughter in this case, that you have a huge responsibility when you have a daughter child, because you are the first introductory to how she's going to respond to every other male that she comes across. Isn't that deep? That's deep, right? You know, I have some friends that have daughters, and their relationship with their, you know, daughter's mother, baby mom, it's not the greatest. So therefore, they stay away. Therefore, they don't even contribute to their daughter's lives. And they don't even understand the damage that they do doing that, staying away, not, you know, not being that great example, not being that hero and that savior that your daughter is going to need, so then when she grows up, she's going to be okay with men leaving her life, abandoning her, or talking to her any type of way. Why not? You know, daddy started doing it, so you're comfortable, you know, you become comfortable in that. Or if your daddy's out there in the street, then you start looking for men there from the street, or, you know. If you see your daddy waking up, going to do his 9-to-5, you know, sitting down with you, you know, letting you know how beautiful you are, how amazing you are, then you grow up, you know, filled with that. So it's just something to think about. It's just something to think about. If you ladies on here have anything to say, please chime in and leave it in your comment, leave it in the comments, or you can call in at 213-943-3705. If anyone wants to call in and talk about it, this is a serious, serious topic, both for men and for women. So 213-943-3705, especially if you're a man and you have a daughter, please call in. I want to hear from you. Or any ladies that are raising a daughter alone and the father is not involved, I want to hear about that too. So, again, the topic is fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. I'm going to go into music. I'll be right back. But if you guys want to chime in, do so. Leave it in the comments. I'll be right back.
Baby, I need you.
Chapel, I see you. Sam Fox, see you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes. Another amazing Monday, man. You're on with the one and only Motivational Mondays with your positive, empowered host, Emma E2K. So today's topic, we're going in a little today. We're going in a little. So the topic is fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. Right? Fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. And before I went into music, I was explaining, well, I first requested any man that has a daughter to call in, and any woman that has that's raising a daughter without a father call in, because this is a topic that's relatable to me. I can definitely talk about it. I have experience in this said topic, and it's true. Fathers could break daughters' hearts way before we get into any relationship with any man. Isn't it? Yeah. And so it's so key and it's so important that when you have daughters, when you have nieces, when you have little cousins, little girl cousins, that you be that great man example to them, because then we grow up just kind of getting used to whatever is kind of thrown at us when we really didn't know what would be important to us and how we would be in, you know, malnutrition and not properly fed. So when we come across great men, we can't distinguish between, you know, what's healthy and what's not. So I don't know if this is a plea or I want to talk about the topic or I'm just here pleading to the men that create lies. In particular, this topic is for the young girls. I mean, you know, and I know, Michelle, you can definitely chime into the effects of that because you deal with these young ladies and these young girls and this youth that didn't have fathers that were, you know, involved, that didn't step in, that didn't show them their true worth, that didn't tell them that they were beautiful and amazing. And so now they're growing up not knowing it, not believing it, because the first introduction to a relationship with a man was with their daddy, and their daddy was not there, their father was not there for whatever reason. They didn't get along with the baby mother, this and that, whatever, court. I mean, it could be 1,000 reasons. But whatever the 1,000 reasons, you should always fight to be in your little girl's life. Always, always. It's so important. It's so important. I mean, you know, some men run away because they're like, oh, I got to pay child support. You worried about child support. You know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying about that you bring a child into this world and you owe that child way more than just child support, what about mental support? What about love support? You know, what about that support that she's going to need in order to be a productive young lady in society? How about that? Because, you know, there's two responsible parties when you bring a child into this world. There's the mother, there's the father. You two guys are the responsible parties. You guys are responsible to pour into that child. The man does his part. Husband does his part. Father does his part. And the mother does her part. Wife does her part. We all play a role. You know, like even aunties and uncles, and, you know, you have this whole village to be able to help mold this child. But it first starts, the two major pillars that this child has to stand on before anything is mother and father. So when father is missing, the child stands on one pillar. Mother is missing, the child stands on one pillar. Father and mother together, two strong foundations that a child could be able to stand on. So call in 213-943-3705 if you want to chime in on this topic. The topic today is fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. Then we got to go through this whole healing process because we have daddy issues. We have daddy issues because daddy wasn't there like he was supposed to be, you know? So the number is 213-943-3705. 213-943-3705. And that's the number to call in if you want to chime on this topic. 213-943-3705. And it's deep. What we're talking about today is deep, but life is deep. And the things that are happening to our young girls and our young daughters is deep as well, especially when they have no male figure to really lean on. Like, you know, what happened to our pillars of men, you know? So I'm going to go into the phone line, and let's see who's on the line to discuss this with me. Good morning, good morning. Peace, y'all, with MAE2K.
Hey, Emma, this is Michelle.
Good morning. I'm glad that you called in because I know you have, you definitely have things to say about this topic.
Yeah, so in relation to a girl and her father, I truly believe that a girl shapes her whole identity on, well, at least when it comes to, like you said, relationships with males and even, you know, how to be treated and things like that. And even I found it that they shape on it, you know, even myself. I know the girls that I've dealt with don't have that foundation established. It can cause a lot of abandonment issues, and it can also
That does start abandonment issues. Yeah. Abandonment issues, not worthiness, a whole bunch of stuff, daddy, you know, the daddy issues. I mean, the list goes on because I don't deal with the young girls, but I do deal with the women, you know, the women that are already at a certain age and are dealing with the effects of that, the effects of the daddy issues. And now how they need to blend their lives and how they need to go back to the past to understand that, to come back to the present time. So, Michelle, I think I lost you. I don't know if that's you. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. But first I'm going to read Jamina. So she says, thankful that I had a great example of what a man should be. Although I may not have made the best choices, I had a great father who set the bar high. Ooh. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good morning, 813.
Hey, it's me. I'm sorry. I disconnected you.
Okay.
But I was saying that, yeah, like you were saying, the foundation and abandonment and rejection, definitely.
Yeah, because to me, and like I said, I can speak on it because I didn't have my father present, you know, all my life. And then, you know, my father, you know, to be transparent, because I don't find shame in this no more. This is, you know, what molded me and part of my life. But, you know, my father was a drug dealer. And so my interest to men were, you know, how I saw that men were supposed to be strong, because my father was a strong man and he was a drug dealer. I thought that that's what I needed to, you know, to model after. I needed to be with a drug dealer because that to me was like a strong, pillared man, because that's what I saw in my father. Horrible, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that can also cause, like, trauma for kids, too, like young girls growing up, because they'll seek out the attention, you know, and the affirmation that they didn't get from their father. They'll seek that out through relationships that are unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah. I endured several years of domestic violence relationships based on that, based mm-hmm. on what I thought was, you know, what I was supposed to be doing or involved with, and not realizing the door that I was opening for misery and heartache. Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, because I've noticed that a lot with this generation, especially with some of the girls I deal with. They deal with looking for their father through these young men. And even when it comes in relation to when you're older, it can also, like you were saying, that can be something that you're still battling with, because you're wanting that person to fulfill the roles that, you know, you wanted in your father. And I know that can also affect the way that you view God and the way that you have a relationship with the Lord as well.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think that's what, for me, I'm speaking personally, for me, that was one of the main reasons why I didn't answer my calling early on in life. I think that's why I waited so long, because that's not really what I saw as a father. That's not what I understood. I didn't want anything healthy because I was so used to all this unhealthiness. So here comes something healthy. Yeah, here comes something healthy that's different. That's ill. I don't want that. That's healthy. I want this, what I'm accustomed to. I go back to what I know. We go back to what we know and what we feel comfortable with.
Think that, especially when it comes to like bondage and it comes to generational things, because I've seen it where sometimes with the girls, their mother may have not dealt with that pain or not been healed from it. So then it's there for, like, it's like, you know, something she had attached to her with bondage and stuff. And then she's kind of, the child is still dealing with that too. So I, like, personally, I think that young girls or even women that struggle with that abandonment and that rejection and all that, it's so important to have accountability, of course, and also go through healing, whether that's through mental health therapy or anything like that, having a mentor. I think therapy is a blessing because it allows you to walk through healing. And I always say that I think the strongest people go to therapy because they're willing to say, I want to do the work.
Yeah. 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 I have to agree on that, because when you really want something bad, like even when I wanted the negative stuff, like I did everything I needed to do for it. Right. But it was no good results on that. So now, you know, I want to do the work, and I don't mind, you know, going through whatever, because I went through worse stuff and didn't get nothing, not no peace, nothing out of it, you know? And now at least I'm starting to understand my triggers. I'm starting to understand, you know, what triggers me, why I move, why I think like this, why is it that I accept certain things, you know, and other things I don't. And it's, you know, it's been amazing. I'm saddened a little bit sometimes that I had to wait this long, but you know what? This is the time. This was the time for me. God, you know, was like, okay. Yeah, God was like, do whatever you need to do. Yeah, because your time, I have it written down. It's not yet.
That's good. Yeah, that's a blessing, like, especially walking through healing, because I feel like we're always going to have to walk through healing. We're always going to have the Lord, you know, strengthen us in areas, because, you know, we're humans. We're not perfect. We go through things in life. And I know that working with girls, and even when it comes to my poetry, just seeing all the girls that have been through so much trauma, like the event I did on Friday, you know, things like poetry or things like, you know, activities and having girls go to counseling, things like that, that helps them, because we're talking about the next generation. So if we can reach them when they're young, that can have a traumatic effect on their future. That can help them to break through from those chains and bondage and things like that, to help them to see that they are accepted. So I do work with a lot of girls that I have seen that they do lack having a father in their life, and I see the traumatic effect on it. When it even comes to their behavior in school, making decisions and things like that, and the role that it takes on a mother having to also trying to fill that role when it's such a difficult role to fill, having to do two jobs, and you know that takes a role on the mother as well, having to step into that place.
I was one of those. I was one of those in school. I was horrible. I was fighting every day. I had an issue with everyone and everything. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the poetry thing, because that actually was one of my stress relievers. You know, growing up, that was one of my stress relievers. That was the only way I would really calm down, is to sit down and put my thoughts and my feelings on paper. That really, really worked for me. Like, you know, my mother, you know, sent me to see therapists and all that, and I just didn't want to talk. I didn't trust. I had trust issues. But when you would give me a pen and a paper, it was just something about allowing myself just to release, you know, whatever it is that I had going on, and then it would stay on paper. So that definitely has worked for me. And so that's an amazing tool to use for these young ladies. Because I know that you see the effect, especially when you're doing your poetry and they're listening to you. You captivate them because you're kind of, you know, saying their truth. You're speaking their truth. You're hearing their voice. Yeah. Feel voiceless.
And I see it all the time also when just doing therapy with women and young girls. I can see, like, just by certain questions and actions and ways of thinking when it comes to how they view men, because it also has an effect on how they view men, you know, and even when it comes to trust, when it comes to vulnerability. And I know that can be, you know, the fear of getting hurt. Like, say a girl has been hurt, the first love you think of would be your father, right? So, like, imagine if this girl has to deal with her father coming in and out of her life and not having that stable, you know, stable relationship. And I believe that can cause a lot of trauma. A lot of people don't understand that trauma can come from death. It can come from hurt. It can come from not having a stable environment or even stable relationships. And through that, it actually affects your brain and the way that you perceive things. So I feel that a young girl growing up with that trauma, or, like I said, that hurt and that damage, she's growing up, and it literally will shape her perspective on how she will treat men, how she will treat boys. Some people deal with it differently, but there is always a perception that they have that is formed since they were a child, whether that's, you know, trust issues, or, you know, I'm going to not trust you because I've been rejected and I've been hurt over and over again. My first relationship with my father made me feel this way, and because of that, that's how I view all men, or, you know, whatever. And also, depending on how the mother dealt with that with her daughter, her mother could have been affected, so she could have grew up in a home where her mother was bitter towards men, and she could have picked up the same type of habit or something like that.
Right. Or which happens very common, that the mother still has anger for the father, and so she, so she's so angry, she teaches the daughter to be angry at him as well, and so then you stay with that anger, not only towards your father, but every other man that comes along. Us as mothers, we can really do damage it's already a bruise, right? The dad is already gone, and here comes the mother just sticking her finger in that bruise, which makes it a lot worse.
Right. Right. I totally agree with that. I totally do. And I think, like, I really hope for this generation that we can help them form healthy views of men and, you know, what a healthy relationship, because based on your environment and what you're perceiving, you'll pick up on that and think that's the way to do it. And I know a lot of the time when I was younger and I grew up, you know, that's when I started to see, okay, well, this may be, you know, my normal would have been healthy to me, but as I grew older and I grew, you know, deeper in my relationship with the Lord, I was like, okay, this isn't healthy. So God will bring light to areas in your life that you, like you said, as you got older, he'll bring light to those areas and show you, well, you need to surrender this over to me. This is the place that you need healing. Whereas when you're younger or, you know, you're not in a place where you're growing with the Lord, you're not really seeing those things. And I think that's the importance of having a relationship with God, because we're unable to really see the hidden hurts of our hearts sometimes, to be honest.
Right. So I want to read really quickly. I want to read what Marisol put in. So she says, first thing I have to say is I'm not giving these guys an out or putting anyone down. As a mother who was raising two boys to be tomorrow men or fathers, I did not allow people to say their father is this and that for not being in their lives. I said he was doing good by staying away. He is not ready to be a good father to them. So rather he messed them up, it's better to step aside and let them have a childhood. Now, he is a great father to them. God gave my boys an awesome father, stepfather. So I guess Marisol is saying that she kept the father away, and then God provided a great stepfather for them, which is not the case always, Marisol, which is not the case always. I mean, you know, God got you a stepfather, but that doesn't happen to every household and every mother. So I guess this is on an individual basis how you would do that. You know, like, it's hard for a single mother to figure that out, raising boys or girls. Like, it's hard. But my whole thing is, it's still two parties' responsibilities. Like,
right.
I don't think that it's fair for just the mother to fully, you know, step in and say, hey, whatever, no. Because what the lessons you think he could have not taught them, he probably could have. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really don't know. Like, we really don't know. Unless, and this is the only time that I always say, unless that he's a threat as far as, like, can harm them physically or that type of stuff, then, you know, if he's a pedophile or some sort of stuff like that, then yes, you keep him away. But other than that, I think a fair chance should be given because we don't come with instructions. You know, we get these kids and the kids don't come with instructions. They don't say, here, do this or do that in case that or that happens. You know, we got to figure it out. And so nobody's an expert coming into when you have children know how what parenting is about. It's on a trial error based situation. So, but thank you for sharing that, Marisol. You know, that may be some people's truths. And we just want to look at everything. But I think we all can stand in agreement to say that it's just key. It's key and it's very important that a father, and in this particular topic, again, is for girls. So a father, if he's not involved in his daughter's life early and all the way, he can be the first one to break her heart before any other man has a chance to. So that's what we want to really bring home today. And we want to address this to the mothers that are raising their child alone, their daughters alone. Listen, whatever relationship, whatever bad thing happened in between your relationship, don't feed that to your daughter. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, just don't say nothing at all. How about that? Because let me tell you something. My father was not a good man, no. But it bothered me and it hurt me when my mother spoke ill, you know, didn't spoke ill about him or anyone. At the end of the day, he was still my father. And so this is what we forget. At the end of the day, we still their daughter. Whether they're bad men or not, whether you try to keep us away, they're still our parents. You know what I mean? And so you have to be very careful because it, you can try to be keeping somebody away from their parent, and they're just going to turn around and just be even more closer to them. Good morning, Kai. Good morning. You know, Michelle, I dropped you. The phone dropped on the call, but if you want to call in, feel free to. Otherwise, you can continue to leave your stuff, your comments. But I'm going to take a break real quick right now, and we're going to come back. This topic is super serious. It's super serious. Please share this this video with anyone that you feel may be interested in this topic. And we're discussing fathers that break daughters' hearts way before any man does. So we're going into music, and we'll be right back.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger. And never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah. Feeling like I'm in a nightmare, man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer, it's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little
of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger.
And hold on.
And never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You know what's making you stronger.
We got to hold on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing? Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And so we're on a real serious topic this morning. It's serious today. So the topic is fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man. And I want to read what Marisol put in here on live through MIE2K, both Instagram and both Facebook page. So Marisol says, no, this is a topic for both, because today a boy is tomorrow's man. Hold on. It's tomorrow's men. Yesterday's boy will hurt today's daughters. So we need to speak to both. I'm in agreement because I raised boys too, but I just wanted to specifically just tune in more to the girl aspect of it. But I agree, Marisol, so I'm not disagreeing with you. Michelle says, I also think that young girls struggle so much with their identity when it comes to having a stable father figure. All right. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Queen. I see you. Good morning. BX is in the building. So you know, to answer to Marisol, it's true, because I've raised two boys. I'm still raising one. He's 10, and my oldest is 26, already married. You know, and the main thing, I mean, I drove home to him was that's his queen. You know, you treat your wife like a queen. That's your partner. You know, you're not to belittle her. You're to empower her. Like you are, you know, you lead in that household. You know, you the one that have to say, hey, babe, even if you see that she's not doing things correctly or right, whatever reason, you know, you don't scream at her. You don't have an argument with her. You don't fight with her. Hey, babe, you know, I'm just saying an example. I love my daughter-in-law, you know, but let's say, for example, she doesn't know how to sweep. You don't be like, oh, your mother didn't teach you how to sweep. Hey, babe, look, let's do this together. Here, I'll take this and you take the, you know, the dustpan, and together we'll do this. And you do it enough times where you lift her up, because you don't know what her upbringing was. Right? You don't know if she got that in her household or not. But you're not going to belittle her by it. You're going to empower her. Because if she's empowered and she's strong, then all she does is pour that back into you, into the relationship, right? Into her community, you know? So, yes, Marisol, I agree. Today's boys is tomorrow's husbands and tomorrow's kings and tomorrow's men. And, yes, it's important how we move and how we walk for them to see, you know, a great example. So when they do have their wives, they're like, wait a minute, because my mother, no, you know, my mother would not be having this right here, right now, or whatever. You know what I mean? So, yes, I agree with that. But just today's topic, I just wanted to chime in a little more just for the young girls and for the women that are struggling with daddy issues, you know? Yes, India. So India says empower each other. Exactly, empower each other. That what my boyfriend and I do, empower each other. It's important. It's important to pour great things. It's important to support, right? And support looks different for everybody. So one way to support, good morning, Tony, good morning, good morning. Yes, good morning. Connecticut is in the building. CT is in the building. Never too much kicks. Shout out to you. So it's important, the support from one another, right? It's important, the relationship between father and daughter and father and son. But this particular topic that we're discussing today is about fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. And we have to be careful. We have to tread lightly with our young ladies, you know. Yes, our young boys as well. I'm not removing that. But again, just for the sake of time, we're just focusing a little more on that relationship. Good morning, Angel. Good morning, my niece. How are you? So anybody want to chime in on it, you can call in 213-943-3705, or you can leave me on the comments what you think about this topic, fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. It is key, it is vital that a father be there for his daughter in whatever capacity. You don't get along with the baby mom, find a way, find a loophole, find something that your daughter knows that you at least was trying. So Tony says, yeah, I've been there, and learning today is very important. It is vital. It is so vital. It is so vital. And I tell you this because I'm a product of that, so it's so vital. Angel says, hi, I'm good. How are you? Looking beautiful. This topic hits home. It hits home for me. It hits home for many, which is why, you know, I definitely, hi, everybody on IG. That's why I had to really touch on it. I had to touch on it because it's not enough said. It's not said enough sometimes, you know? And even mothers, like, sometimes we have great examples of that, of the men being in our daughter's lives. And because we're in our feelings, we remove this great example of a man or, you know, that was teaching our young daughter how to be a man. She's got in her feelings, and now you remove this man from her life. And now she has issues. Now she has daddy issues. Now she has issues that she's going to deal with going to adulthood. You know what I'm saying? So men that have daughters, please, 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 please stay in their lives. If you have nieces, be in their lives. If you have little cousins, little girl cousins, be in their lives. It's important because the image of the relationship of with a, you know, with a boy, with a man, that they see is what they're going to be holding on to, what they're going to be seeking out. Not all the time, but the majority of the time. You know, sometimes you raise them well, you're there with them all, and then they turn out to be who they're meant to be in life. But for the most part, whatever you have to pour into them will stick. It will stick. So Tony says, I'm happy and thank God I'm okay with her moms, and losing Tony really changed my way of thought. It's about paying them things. And when you have a problem with mother, we shouldn't change on our kids. Yeah. Yeah. We shouldn't. And facts. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's not about pointing the finger either. It's just about doing better. So when you know better, you do better, right? When you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. And thank God that God allows us mercy and favor and gives us another opportunity to make wrong things right, right? In the morning, joy comes in the morning. So he always gives us a way out if we ask for it. I know he's given me 1,000 way outs if we really ask for it. He will give it to you. Good morning, Maritza. Good morning, good morning. So the topic is fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man does. Sometimes when, you know, not deliberately, the father could break the daughter's heart, not meaning to, but, yeah. So that's the relationship. That's the relationship that we have to be most protective of, is the relationship that we have with our children. It's a right. Good morning. Good morning, Reina. Good morning. So when you have children, and even before you have children, you still have nieces and cousins and you know, friends that have already children, you know, already girls. Implement great things to them. Let them know how beautiful and amazing they are in all their capacities, right? And all their great skills. Let's pour amazing, great things into them because it takes a village. So even when the father's not around, they're still the aunties and they're still, you know, the friends that become aunties and become family and this whole village of people that we need in order to have productive women and a productive men that are growing up healthy because they have all these vasts of different people pouring into them and letting them know how amazing, how great they are, and encouraging them to be the best that they can be. You know, some daughters go around with, you know, having no father, but some daughters go around having no mother. And so they don't even have that beginning skills of, who do I imitate to be a woman? You know, who do I imitate? What I see on TV, what I hear in the radio, like, where's my example, right? So the mothers are the example to the daughters, but guess what, y'all? The fathers are the example to what these young ladies are going to be expecting or be comfortable with when they come across these men, these young boys that probably also are not raised correctly or haven't been poured into correctly. You see how this cycle goes? It's a cycle that keeps going, and you have to, you know, you have to break them generational curses. Like, hey, no, it's not. It ends with you. This is not going to happen with you, right? Tony says, God is good. You made my day. My love, respect, always. Call you late. Okay, time to go to work. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you for even being transparent and open enough to speak in your truth, because that's what it's about. If we don't speak our truth, if we don't walk with our truth and be transparent, then we hold on to that. And that just becomes a poisonous thing that harbors inside. So we learn, right? We learn and then we teach. We know better, we do better. So thank you, Tony, for, you know, being transparent, for admitting, you know, your part in it, but also working hard on that doesn't happen again. Working hard that you understand the value that your relationship with your daughters have. You know, it's key. It's vital. People don't see it that way. And sometimes, you know, I understand you guys have to deal with a woman that's hurt. You know, women that has issues now and doesn't want you nowhere near her children now or your own child. And sometimes you have to go to court and all these other elements step in that they shouldn't, but they do, you know. So I just want to leave, you know, these thoughts. I just want to leave these thoughts. And that's that. Even if it becomes really hard for you to be in the child's life, pray on it. Pray on it. Ask God for a way out, and he will do that. He will surely do that. Ask God to, you know, protect. Pray for your child, even if you're not nowhere, if you're not in the same state as your child, for whatever reason, where, you know, you're locked up, you're away, whatever the reason, good or bad, if you're not near your child, make sure you pray for your child daily. Daily, like daily. Send out those prayers and those good vibrations all day long to them, because this world, you know, you're battling so many things in this world, and we need all the prayers that we can get, and we especially need prayers from those two pillars, mother and father, that brought us into this world, whether they're capable to being there for us on a day-to-day or not. Right? Pray for those step parents that step in and do amazing jobs at being, you know, substitute pillars, if you will, right? Send prayers to all those foster parents that are out there stepping into those roles and being the substitute pillars that these children are missing a lot of the times, and they're not able to have, you know, amazing lives, constructive lives. You know, shout out to all those aunties that have stepped into those major roles and just have done the best for their niece or their nephews and have raised them and have been a part of it. Shout out to the older sisters and older brothers that have taken care of the younger siblings because they're, you know, whatever that reason was, you know, the parent was not there, was missing, accident, I mean, you know, The reasons could be multiple, but it still doesn't change how important and key and vital it is to be in these children's lives, especially fathers to be in their daughters' lives. So I'm going to go into music, and then I'm going to come and read the devotional for today. Anybody want to call in, 213-943-3705, please feel free to call in. Thank you for those that have been hanging out with me for this past hour.
Bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm someone naive. I made it this far on my own, but lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I pray. Maybe I pray. I am never believed in, you know, but I'm gonna pray. Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am stood here today. And I'm gonna pray.
Motivational Monday with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. So we're actually coming close to the end of the show. I can't believe it. It's already an hour. Wow. Thank you guys for hanging out. The topic was super, 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 super deep. but, you know, sometimes we have to do that because life is super, super deep. So the topic was fathers that break daughters' hearts long before any man. If you see this video, and of course it's not live, you can still chime in your comments because people read it and maybe something you say can be able to help someone else. So I'm going to my devotional. Of course, you know, I have to put the Vistachis on so I can see. So it's titled Peace Like a River. Where do you usually go to find peace? Is there a certain place, a certain person? One of the greatest gifts of God is undeniable, unfathomable peace. It is a deep well that comes with knowing and experiencing Jesus' love. No matter where we are going, or whatever we might be experiencing, his peace is greater. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Grasp how deep his well runs. Lasting peace and joy does not come in the world or people around you. Although those can be comforting, true, transforming, and powerful, peace can only come from our Father, and oh, how he loves when we come to his well. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Your peace would have been like a river, your well-being like the waves of the sea. Isaiah 48:17-18. Where do you usually turn for peace? Have you experienced the indescribable peace of God? Have you experienced the indescribable peace of God? Have you? That's interesting. I'm going to leave you with that devotional. I'm going to let you know if there's a young lady listening to this right now or will be later on. I want to let you know how amazing you are, whether you have both parents in your life, whether you have just one parent, whether your father is in your life or not. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You have purpose. God has already orchestrated your life and designed it how it's going to be. So all you have to do is just walk in your truth. Be transparent. Seek help if you feel you need it. But there's no greater help than going straight to your daddy, to your spiritual daddy. So you always have a father. He's always been there, and he always will be there. A perfect gentleman waiting for your invitation, right? Because he gives us free will. He lets us decide. But our daddy is always there on deck, always waiting to give us a way out. He will give you a way out if you ask for it. He will give you a way out if you believe. He will give you a way out if you're real serious about it, you know? And not just a way out and you're like, you know, take me out of this and then I'm going to go back to what I've been doing. But take me out of this and I'm going to devote them my life to you. So if you don't have a relationship with Jesus today, then you should need to start. He is amazing. My Father is the beginning and the end. He's the Omega. With his relationship, you don't really need too much. But he will provide everything else. He's just that good. He's a good, good Father. And in that note, have an amazing day and a blessed, blessed week. And know that God will meet you right where you're at, in that place right there, a hot mess, not knowing where you're coming or going and all that. He will meet you right there. He loves you. He really does. He's just waiting on you. Until next time, peace. Peace. Don't forget to catch the rest of the show on lushradioonline.net. Make sure you follow me on all social medias, Emma E2K. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed day.